Blog Talk Radio.
It's time to punch the losers in the face. Welcome to Fantasy Football on Soul Kitchen Radio.
I mean, that guy just came out so strong. He's taking the storm.
Those are dolphins. Like some kind of a bird. Yeah. Okay, the dolphins.
What's up with Marquise Goodwin there in Santa Clara?
Well, you know, he's the speedster. He's taking all the kind of like the poster leavings. You know, they're gearing towards Pierre Garçon and Hyde. And now there's tight end Kittles and Bits. That's what I'm calling him. That's my name. He's busting out. So, I mean, that leaves it wide open for Goodwin. So, I got a hunch he's good.
And you got Doyle versus Seattle, and you got Davis versus Kansas City.
I got to find some old man to teach me how to dance real good. You know that? Somebody about 80 years old. You know anybody that age?
I'm in my wizardry league. So, do I start Wendell Smallwood or Stephon Diggs? It's amazing that Chris Thompson is just having the beginning of the season that he's having. 15 points against Philadelphia, 27 against the Rams, 31 against the Raiders last week. Like I said, just left my mouth wide open. But
Juju or Jordan Reed? Who should I start, Juju or Jordan Reed?
Jordan Reed, I guess. I don't know who they are.
No, you know Juju.
I know Juju,
kid.
Mom.
Isn't Juju Roy's kid?
Yeah.
Yeah. What's wrong with him?
Man, now you got me freaking out because I got Kelvin Benjamin on my bench, and now you gave him such an inspiring speech, and I want to start him. So, yeah.
49ers running back. I just traded away for Will Fuller, the wide receiver from the Texans. I'm in. Four touchdowns in the last two games. I'm in.
Fuller.
I like him. I like his hair. He looks crazy. That's what's wild about him. I like his crazy hair. And I should have kept him in one of my dynasty leagues. I had a drum with him.
Hey, what's up? This is Nate Burleson. You listen to Soul Kitchen Radio.
Fantasy football.
Fantasy football.
Fantasy football.
Hi, this is Herm Edwards on Soul Kitchen Radio.
Fantasy football.
Fantasy football. Fantasy.
Full start. Everyone but the center. Offense. 5-yard penalty.
We're taking your team to the next level. It's fantasy football on Soul Kitchen Radio.
This is fantasy football on Soul Kitchen Radio. You want your team to win? Call us now. Fantasy football.
All right, here it is. Soul Kitchen Radio Fantasy Football, week 12. 2 weeks until playoffs. Are you up there? Do you have 8 teams in your playoffs? Or do you have 6 teams in your playoffs? Or did somebody move the playoff to week 15, 16, and 17 where you have that Super Bowl right when everybody sits and you got to kind of figure out what the hell you're going to do? Yeah, we changed ours back to 14, 15, and 16. And this year, we got 2 weeks going. Everybody, the top 8 is going in. Lou, Memphis Lou. There's a whole lot of stuff going around this house going, I'm playing Memphis Lou. Oh, that's a bye this week. What do you got to say to them, Lou? Hello, Memphis Lou. Are you there? Lou, can you hear me? Hello, hello. Memphis Lou, are you there? Let me call in. Hello. Check.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. Please hold and you will be able to listen to the show.
Memphis Lou, are you there? Okay, I guess Memphis Lou's not in yet. We're still waiting on him. But the talk is going around. Talk is going around. Memphis Lou, are you going to make it? Give him a chance to, you like that? Give him a chance to get there. Let me tell you what's going on in my area. I have 8 leagues. I'm going to go run through them real quick. Family First League. This is a Family First, a league that was built by me and Chencho and a couple other people. And, yes, Memphis Lou is part of this. I am currently in fourth place. Right now, Stanky Fingers is fourth place. Why Are You Here is 1-10. That is Jason and Lou's fantastic team is 5-6. Randy Beast is up there, number one. Frenchos Freaks right under me in number five. Next league, Soul Kid 50, a $50 league put together by me and a whole bunch of other people. Here we go. Shiva is number one. I am number 10. There it is. Memphis Lou, are you there?
I'm here, man. I apologize for that.
Business calls,
you have to shake loose real quick.
Okay, it's all good. So let me get back to what I was saying, Memphis Lou. Soul Kitchen Radio League is here. We are going on our week 14, we start playoffs. 2 weeks from right now, we start playoffs, Memphis Lou. The Memphis Cowboys are sitting at 13th place at 4-7. Right now, everybody's calling you a bye week. What do you say to them?
Let me tell you, man, sometimes things happen. Sometimes you have the guys that you need, and it just doesn't line up right. There's no explanation. I hung my hat on Eli Manning and Cole Beasley, Theo Riddick, you know, because it was a position that I was in. Some of the games have been close, like last week. I lost 114 to 111. I got a C-plus rating. I'm expected to get my butt handed to me today, 163 to 100. I mean, it is what it is. I'm sucking in this league, but there's another league. I'm on the outside looking in. I'm on the edge of the playoffs. I have another league where I'm right there on the cusp again, you know. Fantasy football is a weird thing, man. You know, you can have great players and they just not line up for you. But I'm still gonna fight. I'm hoping to destroy some people's playoff chances. I'm playing party crashers, man. That's my job in this league.
Hey, and I'm not throwing you out there because you're the worst person in the league. Not at all. Because I'm sitting at 11. We both got the same 4-7 record. So we're not mathematically out of it. 9-10 or 8, 9, and 10 or 5-6. So if they all lose and we win, we could advance at least up a little bit. And then we got one more week. There is no asterisk on anybody's name over here. So it's not a done deal, Memphis Lou. Don't feel bad about yourself. Here we go.
How do I play three guys on Thanksgiving, the day of feast, the day of gluttony, and I get 3.55 from Eli Manning, 3.27 from Cole Beasley, and 3.67 from Theo Riddick? That makes no sense. I got defenders that outscored, two defenders that outscored all three of those offensive players, man.
Wow. First of all, let me give you a little bit of fantasy advice. Drop Zach Miller. You don't need him. Jameis Winston is out. You should have went for another quarterback somewhere. A kicker, you got Mike Nugent. He's out. Drop that sucker. Robert Woods, keep him. You should have played C.J. Anderson today. You probably could have found somebody besides Gio Bernard to put in there. But Cole Beasley, we know Cole. And let me tell you about Cole Beasley, man. I've been listening to you a lot about Cole Beasley, but look at his numbers. He's up and down. One good game, 17 points against San Diego, or against Kansas City, where he had two touchdowns. Everything besides that is 3-2-2-3. 3-2-2-3. That's what you're going to get from that guy. You got to get that. You got to shake that Dallas Cowboys mentality out of your mind, man.
I got bit by the bug, man. I will say this. I said on the last show, I had to choose between Dak Prescott and Ben Roethlisberger. I said the Dallas Cowboy Nation is going to hate me for it, but you got to sit Dak. You must ride with little Ben Roethlisberger, and it helped. Dak Prescott has been an abomination. this last 3 weeks. It has been flat out embarrassing.
Dak Prescott owes me. Dak Prescott owes me points. He owes me points. I sat Dak Prescott for Jared Goff today because I looked at what he did. He owed me. He had -1 points last week. So I said, I'm not going with Dak Prescott this week. I'm going to sit him. Plus, I hate Thursday games, even though a Thanksgiving game is different than a Thursday game. But I hate Thursday games. And Dak Prescott just went out and did terrible, man. It was the worst thing ever. So let me go back to one week where I just got destroyed, and I'm not even sure. It was terrible. I was thinking, I was talking all kinds of shit, and then all of a sudden I got destroyed. And then I what week was that? That was week 11, right? Frencho Freaks came in and just destroyed me. And I'm just and then we had to cancel the show because of unforeseen circumstances. So he called me, yeah, it figures. I can't talk shit to you. So Frencho, you're on the line right now. Talk your shit. Go ahead and get it out.
I know we had a nice Thanksgiving, and I know you guys had a lot of food and great stuff to eat, but Rick, I just want to ask you, how my ass taste?
Yeah.
I think that was I don't know who I beat worse, you or Lou. It was one of the two. You know what I'm saying? And the best part, my favorite part, was I asked you who you wanted, and you said you wanted some CJ Beathard, and I gave him to you. And he gave it
and
to
he
you.
Went off.
He went
and
off.
Robert Woods went off in that game. Joe Mixon had 11 points.
Melvin
Gordon had 9 points. Kenyon Drake was your savior. He had 17 points right there. You know,
yeah,
and then,
I see him
and then,
I hate the Drake now.
Oh, my God. And then I'm trying to Funchess. Devin Funchess went off for 26 points in that game.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
Bunches of
Funchess went off. Let me tell you one guy that has really been getting on my damn nerves, guys. And maybe you guys can help me with this. Because it's so hard to. No, Deion Sanders, no.
He gets on my nerves.
Randall Cobb has been getting on my nerves. Randall Cobb has – there's not much going on in Green Bay. They're not the talk of the town this year. But Randall Cobb has put up 14 points, 6.9, 5.8, 4.5, 10.9, 9, 6. And today they play Pittsburgh tonight at 5:30. Man, I'm just so over Randall Cobb. What is going on in Green Bay? Can somebody answer that question?
Oh, man, that's an easy question, man.
Randall Cobb is suffering from the same thing that's going on in Houston. You have a quarterback to go down, and you have a star wide receiver who can't get it done without his star quarterback. I went on and dropped Will Fuller today for that same reason.
Ooh.
And picked up somebody else because, you know, it's you have to have those pieces together, and you can't have a star in Randall Cobb without Aaron throwing him the ball. You can't have Will Fuller, the fifth, doing his thing without, you know, Mr. Incredible, Deshaun Watson, throwing him the ball. You know, so those guys, they're handcuffed to each other. They're handcuffed to each other. That would just be like if Roethlisberger went down in Pittsburgh, I guarantee you that you would not Dutch out of Brown that you would if Roethlisberger was in the game. Those guys are handcuffed to one another. Go away from him. It's too late to trade, but the waiver wire is wide open, and there's some dogs in the fight for the playoffs, and I just have to go after one of those dogs.
Yeah,
all right,
this trade freaking – I don't like that, man. You got to switch that next year. I'm not down with no trade.
That's a Yahoo thing. I think that's Yahoo wide. I think all 9 of my leagues did the same thing. Yahoo wide.
Boo.
So.
Boo.
Boo. Hey, let me tell you guys something. I'm going to rant, and I told my buddy this the other day, Coach Moore. He I was selling my tickets today because I got a lot of stuff going on, so I can't really get to the game today. So I'm selling my tickets. So he comes on.
Yeah, me
he
too.
Comes
me
on,
too. Me too. That's why I'm not at the game.
You know, he comes on Facebook and says, "Yeah, okay." He comes on Facebook and says, "Oh, you lost your allegiance to the Raiders." Well, let me tell
I
you
saw
something.
That.
And I got Moa on the phone right now. Moa, are you there? Moa. Hello. Okay, some people just don't know how to answer their phones when you call them. They don't know what
he's
the hell's going on.
About it.
Yeah, what the hell's going on with this guy? I got him on the phone. I told him I'm gonna get him on the phone real quick. Let me try this one more time.
Yeah, I'm not going to the night. I'm going to the game when the Jaguars come to town. Those tickets are like $12.
Yeah, that's gonna be
$12 for a pro game.
Hey, but I think it's up to 14 now. So.
Good grief.
I know, man. It's
wow.
Gas is more than that to get there.
I mean, man,
it is $40.
Let's get started on this, Lou. Lou's always calling my Niners the Santa Clara Niners. I'm going to start calling your Cowboys the Arlington Cowboys. I did a little research 21 miles away. Thank
Boy,
you very
hey.
Much. Previously
it is what it is.
Cowboys.
We'll be the Arlington Cowboys.
Okay.
We're right
Fort
next
Worth.
Door to the baseball stadium.
You guys are the Arlington Cowboys previously of Fort Worth. How about that? Thank you.
Previously
I like
of
it.
Fort Worth.
Go to Dallas much?
I like
Anyways.
It.
Anyways. And then freaking Rick's Raiders are like 526 miles away from home, Vegas.
Dang. It's been crazy. And that's exactly why I'm making this call. And this is why I'm putting this out right now. All right?
Well.
Let me – Moore, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay.
What's going on, D?
I got Moore on the phone, man. So, yesterday you came at me. Talking about my allegiance to my Raiders, right? Is it over?
Uh-huh.
Let me explain to you guys, and I'm gonna explain to everybody who's listening out there in this football world.
I'm listening.
The way I'm looking at the Raiders right now, and I'm sure I'm not the only one feeling like this. It's like we got a divorce coming up. We're divorcing. She said, "I'm not gonna be with you no more." In 2 years. We got 2 years before this divorce is final. And by the way, I'm going to go to the other room because my son is here and I don't want to hear him hearing me talking like this. But,
hey, it's serious when it's about football, man.
It's very serious about this, right? So I got this divorce coming up in 2 years. Now, if the Raiders were winning, that would be like me still sliding in every now and hitting it and having a great time. And, you know, she's giving me money and she's buying me Christmas presents and doing Thanksgiving together still. But the Raiders getting their ass kicked. That's like me coming over and Mandingo is answering the door in his drawers saying, "Hey, you want to pick up your son?" And so that's how
you
I'm
get to get your
right
kid,
now.
Homie.
Mandingo is hitting my ex-wife every night, and I'm coming over to get my kids, knowing that I got a divorce. I'm like, hurry up and just get this divorce over with. And that's kind of like how I'm feeling. So, Moa, that's the answer to your question, man. I didn't lose my allegiance to the Raiders, but I feel like I'm getting screwed in the ass because of this whole Las Vegas shit.
I got you, man. I'll just give you some hell. I just
yeah,
seen a bunch of Raiders fans online. And, you know, before the season, these motherfuckers were talking about Super Bowl this, Super Bowl that. Here you go, you know, week five comes along. These motherfuckers are nowhere to be found. Everybody's selling their tickets for fucking $50. You know what I mean? So I'm like, where's the allegiance at, man? I know you and a couple other handful of Raiders fans, you guys are legit, man. You know, I just like to fuck around with y'all. It's really the bandwagon, motherfucker.
You know, it's all good, and I don't I don't take it personal, but I just think I had to get that off my chest because that's how I've been feeling. Like, fuck, what the hell's going on with these motherfuckers? They're not even playing hard. They're losing all the time. It's getting on my damn nerves. By the way, you can go pick up your Niner tickets today at the dollar store if you want. They're doing 2 for 1.
Ooh, I got them at the dollar store. Nice.
Got them at the dollar store.
Grocery outlet,
right there in Baypoint. There's a dollar store right next to Safeway. Go pick
if
them up.
At grocery outlet, I'm already there.
This will be the last year they'll be at the grocery outlet. They'll be back in the mall next year.
Damn it!
They'll be back in the mall in the center kiosk in the mall.
Yeah.
Shining your shoes when you walk by. That's cool. So how was your other net? How is your fantasy football going this year? Are you playing this year?
Man, hey, to be honest, man, I'm a. The only reason I know about football or NFL anytime this year is because of Facebook. I'm sticking to the – I'm boycotting until my boy Cap gets a contract, man. I'm standing with my brothers, fist up and everything.
So you're not watching no football?
Nah, man, it's the first year – it's the first time in 5 years I haven't played any fantasy football or none of that.
Well, I guess what? I got a surprise for you. On the phone right now, I've called Donald Trump, and he has something to say to you about this, about you standing with Kaepernick and putting your hands up in the air and taking the knee. Donald Trump, how you doing, sir? 45.
I'm doing terrific. I really am. I just came back from Mexico. My ass is still on fire, but the tacos were delicious. They really were. Now, this is really concerning. I'm really upset. I really am. That somebody here does not watch football. Who does that? I don't appreciate it. I think it's very un-American to not enjoy the game of football. Now, when I go and watch a game of football, I like to imagine that I'm playing. I really do. I like to imagine that I'm out there and I am also tackling and I am also just holding down another man. It is a fantasy of mine. It really is.
All right.
I'm a little drunk. I had a little too much tequila.
All right, 45. Thank you for your contribution to the show. We'll talk to you later. See you later. Get the hell out of here. False start on 45.
False start. Everyone but the center. Offense. 5 yard penalty.
Fantasy football.
Fantasy football.
Hey everyone, Scott Hansen here from NFL Red Zone. You are listening to Soul Kitchen Radio. Fantasy football.
Fantasy football.
Fantasy football. Fantasy football.
Drop the HGH.
We're taking your team to the next level. It's fantasy football on Soul Kitchen Radio.
This is fantasy football on Soul Kitchen Radio. You want your team to win? Call us now. Fantasy football.
Yo, what's up? This is Lincoln Kennedy, the Oakland Raiders. You're listening to Soul Kitchen Radio. Raider Nation, one love, baby.
Fantasy football.
Fantasy football.
All right, Soul Kitchen Radio, Fantasy Football. We are back. You can give us a call, 646-668-2411. And so we got Mo on the phone. Of course, we're going to go back around the room. Mo, thank you, man. I just wanted to get that off my chest. I appreciate you answering the phone.
It sounds good, man. I appreciate you, man.
All right, cool. I'll talk to you later on, man. Have a good day, Coach.
Take it easy.
All right. Okay. So Misha is now on the line. Misha, what's happening? How was Mexico?
Oh, man. Just over here having a great time in San Diego, getting ready to go back to real life and going back to work.
So wait a minute, did you run through the fence and do like the real, did you have the real Mexican experience coming back from Mexico? How'd you end up in San Diego? Did you crawl and swim and all that stuff?
No, I didn't do any of that stuff, but I survived Mexico. And I must say, you know, I had an amazing experience, and I just got to say that Raider fans, you know, the ones that really travel for their team, they're just really exceptional, good people. I met so many just amazing, kind, really, really nice Raider fans out there in Mexico City. So that was really a blast. It really was a pretty eye-opening experience. There were a lot of Raider fans that didn't speak a word of English too, but, you know, the ones that I met, most of them were just traveling from Arizona, from one guy was from Alaska. Like, man, you got Raider fans in Alaska? How the hell did they get there? You know. But no, I didn't get killed. I'm still here. So yeah, I had a blast out there in Mexico City. And,
that's awesome.
And I gotta say the way they operate there was awesome.
The Starbucks looks pretty cool.
Big deal.
Oh, yeah,
did you get laid?
That, yeah, I wanted to.
Yeah.
It's always the plan, but
no, didn't get it.
I know.
Only
I messed
15
up.
Bucks, bro. You couldn't spare it. You should have left that Starbucks. You could have got yourself.
Yeah, man.
Damn. 15 bucks. Oh, man. Like 15 pesos.
Yeah, like 15 pesos.
Bucks.
You'd have been good.
700 pesos
nah,
per
man.
Dollar. So that's up there.
Oh,
yeah.
to be honest with you, I've already had the Tijuana and Mexicali experience, so that's why I was like, hey, you know, I've got that out of the system.
I'll never go back.
All right. You'll never go back, huh?
I'll never go back.
You mean you'll never go back with less than $500?
Oh, my. Keep $50 in your sock at all times. That's what I always say.
In your sock, huh? Okay. You get out of the.
Yep.
You get out of
just
the,
in case you get pulled over by the Federale, you know, and they have a machine gun to your face and have you in handcuffs in front of your sister or whatever.
All right, so let's talk fantasy
bitter.
Real quick. let's get back into fantasy. People that are out, if you guys don't know, I just found out Rishard Matthews is out today. He is not playing. Let's go around and see who would you play? Would you play Matt Ryan against Tampa Bay or Jared Goff against New Orleans? Let's start with Memphis Lou. What would you do, Lou?
Well, I'm going to have to go with Matty Ice, man. I've seen him up close and personal. This guy just took advantage of my Dallas Cowboys. And, I mean, the guy made some Super Bowl last year. You know, so he's still good in my book. Jared Goff, he's on his way up, but he's not as good as Matty Ice. So I have to roll with the ATL shout.
All right. Anybody else have another
I'm gonna agree,
look at that?
I'm going to agree with that because you got to think Goff is missing Robert Woods for this week and possibly next week. That's his number one wide receiver. And the Saints defense is, you know, really, really good as well. So you got to go with Matty Ice. It seems like they're starting to gel a little bit better. Maybe Tevin Coleman is bringing a little something else to the table. That's my opinion.
So do you think there's a chance that Cooper Kupp could step up today in lieu of Robert Woods being gone? Or
man,
you think it's just going to be too
– I like
– I'm betting on Watkins.
You think it's going to be Sammy Watkins? That would be awesome.
Well, I got
Watkins, like,
so, yeah, I have to think that.
Yeah, I like Cooper Kupp, man. Dude has good rapport, you know, with golf. I picked him up in fantasy early because I thought that they, you know, parlay their chemistry into something big is yet to happen because Robert Woods has just been dominating out there. So hopefully he can find his place today and get things done and do it in a little Wes Welker fashion.
You know, I went to Jared Goff on this one. Because I know I know down there they're in the Superdome, and no, they're not in the Superdome. They're playing home in L.A., and it's going to be a shootout. They're playing against New Orleans, who is just killing everybody right now.
Yeah,
Drew Brees
like
got his Drew Brees tape on right now, and if they're going to have any way of staying in this game, they're going to have to use Sammy Watkins or Cooper Kupp or find somebody else to go to, or even maybe throw to Todd Gurley out of the backfield, but they're not going to be able to do it with Todd Gurley on his own. And I'm going to go ahead. I'm going to go against you guys. I'm going Jared Goff. Even though that never works for me, when I go against you guys, I always
yeah,
end up,
go, yeah, do that.
Yeah.
See what happens.
So I'm going to see.
Hey.
And then Matty Ice is going to go off. So
he,
I'm going to go
with
you guys, and I'm going to go ahead and go Matty Ice over Jared Goff. Let's do that.
Yeah, you should do
that.
That's a better
– I'm going to pitch in there too, babies. I do got to say Matty Ice because they're playing with a lot of confidence right now.
Right.
I think they're finally starting to get over that Patriots Super Bowl hangover.
Barely.
It took them
yeah.
a while. Yeah.
Barely.
Little by little.
Now, hey, I want to tell you today, man, in this game, I know you're going to love it, Rick, but I think there are two guys that are must-starts in this game, the Lynch brothers, Marshawn Lynch for the Oakland Raiders, and my boy from Memphis, Paxton Lynch, the new quarterback of the Denver Broncos. The Oakland Raiders are committed to getting Marshawn Lynch touches early in the game. Jack Del Rio has said that, you know, they kind of missed the mark on him, so they're going to look to get him involved early. I'm expecting Marshawn Lynch to put up a 20-plus point game against the Denver Broncos, playing against the rookie. And Paxton Lynch is finally going to have his chance. He's finally going to have his chance. He's available out there. He's only owned in 2.9% of ESPN league. So this is a super deep, deep, deep undercover sleeper. Paxton Lynch is out there. He's going to score more points than Dak Prescott did this week. You know, so give him a chance. Kick the tires. The boys from Memphis, the team put up 70 points last week. You know, I think he's going to do well. The Broncos are going to lose to the Raiders, but Paxton Lynch
yes.
is going to score some points.
Yes. Okay, so let me ask Misa real quick. What was the reception of Marshawn Lynch in Mexico when he started running the ball? He got 67 yards, 11 attempts.
Oh, man, no, they loved him. They loved him. You know, that the game was obviously – I personally wanted it to be a little bit closer, but not too much was going well for the Raiders. But every time Marshawn Lynch touched the ball, it did – He got a pretty warm reception. They loved him, man. And I don't know if you heard about the whole jersey thing. They were trying to give him Brady, and he didn't want to take it, but Marshawn Lynch took it, and he loved him even more for that. So I don't know. He was definitely
yeah, what
a big
was that?
Staple there.
Now, what was that? I didn't hear what happened.
Oh, it's hilarious.
The Raiders, the Mexico media, they tried to give Brady like a jersey. It was like from their soccer team, and Brady didn't take it, and Marshawn Lynch took it instead, and it was a very honorable thing, and they loved him for that.
Marshawn Lynch's exact words were, oh, hell yeah, we fucked with Mexicans in the town. I'll be eating tacos and enchiladas and quesadillas. Those were his exact words, and it was awesome.
Yeah.
We got hella Mexicans in the town. I fuck with Mexicans.
Man, they're in the 30s. We fuck with the 30s.
Yeah.
We fuck with a Mexican. And then what's up with your boy? And then 45 talking shit to Trump because Marshawn stood for the Mexican national anthem, but he didn't do it for the U.S.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, this guy.
Are you sure that I fuck with the Mexican thing? I think Tom Brady said that.
Mm. You know what? It could have been Tom Brady. Could have been Tom Brady. And I saw that thing. Tom Brady, he didn't take it. He just kind of like. Didn't give the guy any attention. The guy was kind of like looked like a TMZ reporter almost. You know, it wasn't like a big. I saw it. It wasn't bad. Tom's okay.
You know,
yeah.
Tom is from the Bay Area, but he's from the area where the Mexicans clean his house. They don't hang out around
there.
He's from
went to Barry. Him and Barry Bonds. He went to Barry Bonds' high school out in Sarah.
The only Mexicans they know are the ones that raise their kids and clean their house, like the help.
Yeah. If that jersey was made out of avocado, he would have taken it. You know.
Misha, you know I went to Tom Brady. Misha, you know I went to Tom Brady's high school and whipped his JV's football team's ass. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
don't fuck with the chick.
Well, I think I remember you mentioned that.
32-0, Model Vista Mustangs. Read it. 97.
That's like your Bundy moment.
No, definitely my moment.
Yeah,
definitely my
four touchdowns in that game.
Four touchdowns.
Yeah. I'm fucking next to you.
Every time Chancho gets out there, here comes Chancho.
Yeah.
Hey, you guys know Big Chench is going to be not in Concord next week. I'm going to be in Chicago next week for the Chicago and 49er game. I'm going to be going to the game out there next weekend, so I'm going to call you guys up. Wasted.
Yeah,
in the
definitely.
Parking lot somewhere.
That's dope. I went to – that's really the only away game that I went to. For the Raiders, I went to a Chicago Raider game in Chicago. It was awesome. You're going to have – how long are you staying out there?
I'm going to be there for like a week, basically. Wednesday till Tuesday, I'm going to go hit up a Bulls game. I think they're playing the Kings. I'm going to wear all my Warriors stuff and get in a fight probably. And then after that, recover from that fight, then I'll go to the game on Sunday and then probably get in a fight there. So it's going to be a lot of fun.
All right, Adam. A lot of fights going on. All right.
Yeah.
I got something from Cole Maidea. That Cole Maidea with Rashard Matthews out wrote out. Do I dare start Corey Davis over D. Hawkins, Alshon Jeffrey, or DeMarco Murray?
No, 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 and no. That's a no. All
right. Who do you play
that.
In that? Who do you play in that?
Play Hopkins.
Yeah, you got Hopkins, you got Corey Davis,
no.
Alshon Jeffrey, or DeMarco Murray. Who do you play? PPR, one flex position needed, got to sit one. Who do you sit?
Yes. Keep the guy Corey Davis, sit him. He's unproven. My opinion.
All right. What do you say, Lou?
I mean, you got to start just lost his name. You got to start
Jeffrey and Murray.
You got to start Murray. You might be able to get away with sitting Jeffrey.
All right, and you know Jeffrey needs one more touchdown to hit that $250,000 bonus. So he's going to be trying
Jeffrey's
hard.
Hot,
to get that
man. Jeffrey's today. Jeffrey's been hot. Jeffrey's been the number one option lately. Over Zach Ertz, Monta Vista Mustang Zach Ertz.
Hey, here's another one. Who to start? Who to start at flex today?
I train
I
him.
Hate Monta Vista.
Oh.
Who do you start today in the flex? Damian Williams, Rex Burkhead, or LeGarrette Blount?
Ooh. You gotta go with Burkhead. He's been on fire for the Patriots. I know I'm a little biased, but still. I'm just saying.
No, he's that's a good point. I mean, they're doing good, and they ride the hot hand. So,
you know, and he is. I also agree with that, man. Rex Burkhead has been that one guy in the red zone where they could just throw to him right out of the backfield, and he'll go in. You know. Okay, got another one. Got another one coming up. Where is it at? Corey Davis or Woodhead in a PPR with no Rashard today?
Yeah. Well, Woodhead is just, is this his second game back or third game back? I think he's just getting back into the mix. Baltimore's not that great anyway, so.
This is his second game. It's against Houston. And, I mean, you got to love a little daddy Woodhead is back. I'm thinking he's going to get his second today.
Yeah.
I think everybody likes the little head. So I go with a little wood head.
Just a little wood
head.
Wood
head. All right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, here's another one. With Greg Olsen back today, do you start Greg Olsen, McKissick, or it says or Davis, but of course Vernon Davis did nothing on Thursday.
Yeah.
So we rule him out. Do we go Greg Olsen or McKissick?
I like McKissick. I'm trying to pick him up in one of my leagues. For a PPR league, he's really good. He gets a lot of PPR. And with Russell Wilson always running around pulling shit out of his ass, I'd go with that.
Greg Olsen does guard him.
Yeah, definitely. I held Greg Olsen this whole time, and I'm proud to say, yes, I am playing him today.
But yeah, you know, when a player comes back from an injury like that after being gone for so long, I usually like to give them at least 1 week. You know, I give them the week. You know what I'm saying? I go, let me see what you can do. Go ahead and do that. And then, you know, you're not going to – I mean, he's not going to go crazy on his first game back, but odds are, you know. So you always like to see he might re-aggravate it. You never know. I've been there. So I'm pretty wary about starting injured players like that when it's on their first game back.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, when
I can't see that stuff.
That's crazy. Okay. Lou, we're going to come back. When we come back, we're gonna get Mom on the phone, and we're going to do some picks. We haven't talked to her in a while. So we're going to get some picks from Mom when we come back. And so get those matchups ready, Lou, and we'll
get
this stuff going. It's gonna be fun, and let's have some fun with this. We'll come right back. Soul Kitchen Radio 646-668-2411. Come right back.
Drop the HGH and come out with your hands up.
Hey Wangster, have we got the perfect accessory for your bedroom? The new Criminal Pothead. Just peel back the sticker, and you can have the NFL's biggest thugs on your wall. And when you buy one Cincinnati bagel, you get the other 9 fellas free.
Taiwan Jones, you listen to Soul Kitchen Radio. Fantasy football. Fantasy football.
Hey, everyone, this is Scott Hansen, host of NFL Red Zone. You're watching Hey, everyone, Scott Hansen here from NFL Red Zone. You are listening to Soul Kitchen Radio. Fantasy football.
Fantasy football.
Fantasy football.
We're taking your team to the next level. It's fantasy football on Soul Kitchen Radio.
This is fantasy football on Soul Kitchen Radio. You want your team to win? Call us now. Fantasy football.
All right, Soul Kitchen Radio, fantasy football, and Mom is on the phone. Mom, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm listening to you.
Okay, you are on the phone, fantasy football Mom, but you know what time it is. It is time for you to make your football picks today. And, of course,
okay,
we got everybody here.
It's not about turkeys, is it?
It's not about turkey. Well, it could be. It's talking about San Francisco 49ers.
Oh, okay, what is it?
Of course, we got Memphis Lou calling from Memphis.
Hey, hey, hey.
Are you coming from Memphis?
Happy Thanksgiving.
We got Chencho on the phone. Say hi to Chencho.
Okay.
Say hi, Chencho.
Hello. Now, you're not a turkey, are you?
And then we got Misha, the Russian Republican, on the phone.
Oh, I don't know who she is, I don't think.
It's Misha.
Ooh, another turkey. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
She's a
we got another caller.
Whatever.
Who called in. I think that's Chencho's friend. Who's that in the 784 number?
Yeah, that's Mitch.
Mitch, what's up, Mitch? Mitch came
Not
in
much,
talking
man.
A lot of shit too.
No,
Mitch
actually, I came in for some late. I came in for some last minute advice on tight ends.
Okay, cool, Mom. This is your perfect opportunity, Mitch. What do you got?
I got Charles Clay playing – who are they playing? I can't even remember now. But Yeah, so I got Charles Clay and I got Colby Fleener. My tight end situation is pretty bad right now.
Yeah, that's
Colby,
always a –
Colby Fleener stinks.
Fleener's playing the Rams and Clay is playing the Chiefs.
They're in
Kansas
City.
They're both playing away. So I got Clay at Kansas City and Fleener at
the Rams.
The
one thing about Charles Clay, I think the only good thing about Charles Clay that I like right now is that he's getting Tyrod Taylor back this week. And they got a good chemistry together. Colby Fleener kind of surprises me sometimes. Like, you don't really like him, but then he'll make like one good catch. But then that's about it. I'm going to go Charles Clay. Or you could just take the zero and just sit them both. But
or
what
I
do you
go
think,
to
Mom?
And put OJ
Charles
Howard
Clay?
Back up there.
Well,
Charles Clay,
Howard.
Whoever he is.
Mom said Charles Clay, so I'm going to go with Charles Clay.
Okay,
all
Charles
right.
Clay, whoever
Mom
he is. He could be a turkey,
right,
I
there.
Guess. You know?
All
I got
right,
a,
cool. Thanks
Mom,
for calling.
I got
a
quick Charles one. Clay, I'm going Charles Clay.
I got a quick right. one for you guys. Do I go
what
with Josh McCown or Ryan Fitzpatrick?
Ryan Fitzpatrick. That's my dude, man.
All right, cool. Yeah, he's been starting in there right now. I think he's always good for at least three games in a row where he's on fire, and then in the fourth one, he'll throw seven interceptions in one quarter.
But Josh McCown has also been on a tear. Well, not really. You look at Josh McCown, he's averaged 17, 13, 15. He has a couple games in the 20s, but yeah. I think Fitzpatrick is your man. Fitzpatrick is going to run right up the middle. He ain't scared of nobody.
Yeah, all right. Then good decision on my part.
What does Mom say? Mom, what do you say?
Well, that guy, the one that's on fire, I guess he's the one that's going to is going to win, I guess.
Fitzpatrick.
All right. Fitzpatrick it is.
Yeah, he's
Mom.
One of the turkeys.
This is the best
they
predictions
cook.
I've ever heard. I love it.
All right, Mom. Let's get in with some of these football picks and see how you do this week. Go ahead, Memphis
oh,
Lou
okay.
is ready to give you the shoot you the teams, and let's run through this kind of quick. Go ahead, Memphis Lou.
All right, the Washington Redskins versus the New York Giants.
The New York Giants.
Ah, you lost that one.
Oh well, I don't know.
Houston Texans, Baltimore Ravens.
The Raiders, I guess, the ones I want.
No, the
Ravens.
Ravens.
Oh, no, not those, the other guys.
Houston,
yeah.
Okay. Green Bay versus Pittsburgh.
Green Bay.
Upset City, okay. The Denver Broncos
uh-huh.
versus the Oakland Raiders.
Oh, the Raiders, of course.
Jacksonville Jaguars, Arizona Cardinals.
The Jaguars.
All right. The New Orleans Saints against the L.A. Rams.
New Orleans.
Okay. Seattle Seahawks, San Francisco 49ers.
The 49ers.
All right, Chicago versus Philadelphia.
Chicago.
I like that.
If you don't mind, ask one, too. I would like
I have to pick
Mr.
Chicago,
one.
Ricky. I lived in Chicago for a while.
Okay. I think Obama from Chicago, Obama's on the phone. He wants to talk to you, too.
Oh, okay.
Mr. Munch, how was
Hello?
Your Thanksgiving?
Hello.
Hello. You there?
Yeah. Who are you?
It's me, Barack. Here's the date.
You who?
it's me, Barack. We used to kiss
Barack
under the
Obama?
Moon. Yeah. Remember when we used to walk together? You used
no,
to hold your hand?
No. His name was Sam.
that was my other name. I told you to call me Sam. Because I was kinky.
No, I don't remember you.
Well, Well, it's because we drink a lot of tequila.
Oh, okay, whatever.
We had good nights together.
Mom said she ain't going.
I don't know where you guys are going.
All right. Next up, out of hand. Go ahead.
Next up, we got the Carolina Panthers and the New York Jets.
The Panthers, I guess. I don't know.
All right.
Miami
Dolphins
like,
and New England Patriots. The Miami Dolphins versus New England Patriots.
Dolphins.
Not the New England, the other ones.
Yeah. Dolphins. I love it. Upset. Kansas City Chiefs, Buffalo Bills.
The Kansas City Chiefs, I guess.
Okay.
All right. Tennessee Titans, Indianapolis Colts.
Indianapolis, I guess.
Okay. The Battle of the Buckeye State. Cincinnati Bengals, the Cleveland Browns.
The Bengals, I guess.
The Bengals, okay.
Well, maybe the other ones. I don't know.
She likes the bad boys. Mom likes the bad boys.
No, I don't like the bad boys.
Oh, you don't?
And then we got...
No, I want
got Tampa
the
Bay.
Good man. Yeah, the good ones.
The Aww. Good ones.
The ones that
we got
the
Tampa Bay versus
around.
Atlanta.
The ones that let the girls what?
Boss them around.
Ooh.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
You in Maine now, boy.
You won't let your wife or your girlfriend boss you around? Why?
No, maybe in bed.
There's nothing wrong with the women bossing you around. If you want to keep them, you better let them boss you around. They're liable to just run off.
Let
her
think she's the boss.
No!
That's the trick. You let her think they're the boss.
Miss Camacho, you're a freak.
What?
What's it called? Freak. That's a good thing.
That's probably I couldn't keep my boyfriends because I used to boss them around. So they all left. Mm-hmm. And then they died, too. So
they went to go find other employment, is what you're saying.
I got somebody else. I got tired of me bossing them around.
Yeah, you're bossing
like,
too much.
Screw this
you're bossing
to
the best.
Well, I try my best to boss him around.
All right. Let's go to the next
Dang.
One. Are we
Dang,
almost
Rick?
Done, Lou? How many more we got?
Hey, this is the last one. Tampa Bay Buccaneers
okay.
versus the Atlanta Falcons.
The Falcons, I guess. I don't know.
All right.
Well, you guessed right.
Good job.
We got the hooked up. Houston, Green Bay, Raiders, Jaguars, Saints, Niners, Bears, Panthers, Dolphins, Chiefs, Colts, Bengals, and Falcons.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Mom, and happy early birthday. She's going to be 80 next week, fellas.
Wow.
I'm
going to
80 next
80.
Sunday.
Happy birthday.
Yeah, that's
happy
okay.
Birthday.
Can you tell them that it's your birthday too, Ricky?
Ooh,
it'll be my
Ricky.
Birthday too, but
yeah,
I'm not
going to
be 80.
Yeah, it'll be your birthday too. You know that
that's
night
right.
that,
your
that,
birthday
that
gift.
You were born, the girl that took you there, to the hospital, give me a ride to the hospital. She went through every red light. The cop stopped her, and she says, you want to deliver this kid to the police? And he says, oh, do you need an escort to John Muir Hospital? Because that's where you were born and stuff, you know? But she got beat
you know
up that night. And she was a mess, but she beat the heck out of all the wick. The girl just says, they can't take me by themselves. So she ended up beating them all, two of them up, and they didn't turn her in. The third one put her in jail.
And
of course, she was,
and she was at,
different
my
guy.
Mom was at, you remember, Chester, you remember Malta's? Are you old enough to remember Malta's?
What?
Malta's, yeah, I remember Malta's.
No,
yeah.
In Concord. Malta's in Concord.
Yeah.
That's where my
Concord.
Mom
was. Yeah, yeah, that's where all the that gang of, I forgot, the, with the motorcycles, you know, the Hells Angels used to
the
hang
Hells
out
Angels?
Over there. Mm hmm. And do you know Miranda's parents were in the Hells Angels? They used to ride with the Hells Angels. And then Miranda told me that her dad tried to kill her mother by sticking a water hose down her throat.
All right. Well, that's enough, Mom. We've gone away from football now.
You told me.
So let's bring it back. Let's bring it back to football, Mom.
Okay.
Some great stories from Rick's childhood.
Yeah, great
well,
stories from my childhood.
Yeah.
All right, Mom.
Well, I'll tell you. I guess you didn't know that. I forgot to tell you that, Ricky.
What's my right, favorite bedtime?
Okay. That's yeah. Barack Obama's favorite bedtime story, Mom.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I don't know about Barack Obama. I wish I did talk to him, really. I don't know. Don't pretend you're Barack Obama. You're not.
You know, Rick, I wasn't
really
big
one. Yeah, really.
All right, Mom. Have a great day. I'll talk to you later on. Enjoy
okay,
your
honey.
Netflix
okay.
and all that. All that
okay,
new experience
nice for you
stuff
you
have.
Talking to all you guys. Okay, bye.
Have a good day. Happy birthday.
Bye. Okay, bye-bye.
All right.
Your mom,
so, yeah.
Your mom's right. How do you move on from that?
We went from football picks to prison shanks.
The prison shank, how I was born.
Shit.
I was drunk. My mom was drunk the night I was born.
You know prison stories were around the corner on that one, bro. They were coming.
Yeah, they were coming around the corner. Man.
Trying to put hoses down
people's
throats.
The next move was Uncle Roy stories. That was, you know, that was her favorite cousin ever. So.
Yeah. And then you know your cousin Nana was in there with the Manson girls. That was next.
Exactly, yeah. Yeah, don't get those Nana stories coming up, man. She'll tell you how Nana used to it's crazy. Let's keep it moving,
She's
man. Look, we got 3 minutes till football time. My mom is definitely an OG, turned 80 next week. Happy birthday, Mom, and we'll get her on here next week and play her a birthday song or something. But let's get into it, man. We're going around the hood today. Around the world. What do you got, Misha? What are you looking for today?
Oh, man, I am 60 points down in one of the leagues, and I'm hoping that all the guys that were going to produce for me really step it up because I had Vernon Davis, and he gave me an egg, and this was a big game for me because the guy on the other side really is a bit of a hot mouth. So I'm really hoping that Ryan Fitzpatrick really steps up like he did last week.
All right,
and,
that's good.
Yeah.
All right, Chencho, what are you looking for today?
I'm looking for this hot mouth that this guy, that Misha was talking about. That's what I'm talking about.
He's probably talking about a guy,
no.
Chencho.
Oh, shit, man. We're talking about something else, man. Damn.
But you're welcome.
No, I'm
sure you're welcome.
I mean, whatever. If you cook it right. If I'm in a couple leagues, I'm out in one league, and I'm fighting for the playoffs in one, and then I'm fighting for a number one seed in another. So I'm looking for shit, man. I don't know what the hell I'm looking for. I'm just looking for a good day of football fun. You know what I'm saying, guys? Gonna go to Legend. All
right.
Gonna go hit some golf balls and. Not even worry about fantasy because then I'll freak out and kill myself.
Yeah, and I've seen you and your boy Mitch all over Instagram having a great time.
Yeah, Mitch, a.k.a. Big Al from Blood In, Blood Out. He looks just like
him. Yeah, he called. He called while my mom was on, and then he hung up because I guess he wanted to talk about, we gave him Charles Clay to play with today. We gave him a Charles Clay.
Yeah. Cool.
All right, Lou. What are you looking for, Lou?
Man, I'm in a bind today. I got Adrian Peterson starting at my flex, but I also have Ted Ginn Jr. on my bench. I don't know where to go. You know, Adrian Peterson has been a letdown. He came off great against in week 6. He did great. In week 9, has done nothing outside of that. So I'm in limbo. They're projecting him to give 10.7 today. Against Jacksonville, they're projecting Ted Ginn Jr. to give 9.6 against the Rams. So do I risk Ted Ginn getting the touches, or do I hang my hat on Adrian Peterson getting his touches? I just don't know.
That's the thing about that,
Adrian
man.
Peterson.
I mean, I bet Ted Ginn Jr. can get what Adrian Peterson is going to get, you know, easily. Ted Ginn could get that in, like, 2 passes. And Arizona without Carson Palmer is just a whole different team. I mean, they're done. So I don't know, man.
So y'all think?
All right, and me, I'll tell you what. In this ESPN league, Lou, I'm looking to repeat, man. I came in second last year. I'm in second place right now with the 7-4 record. I thought I killed myself. I thought I was dead because Golden Tate only put up 6 points on Thursday. But luckily, Rock at the Throne. Rock's at the Throne played Vernon Davis, who gave him a goose egg. And then I said Jason Witten for Delaney Walker. Jason Witten got 11.4 points. I hope Delaney Walker goes off. And I'm looking for I'm out in a bunch of my leagues, but this one, the big money league, I'm looking for something good to happen, man. So
I'm one win away from being in.
And I can't forget this year. It's a two-week ass Super Bowl. So if I make
remember
it that far,
I
got to remember
dude.
It's 2 weeks.
You got to remember
God.
That this time.
I hate ESPN.
You're so stupid, man. You're so stupid.
I can't believe I lost that shit. Fuck.
Hey,
right,
rookie
guys.
Mistake. That's a rookie mistake.
Check
brother.
Out She's Gotta Have It on Netflix. It was awesome.
She's
What's
Gotta
that?
Have It?
On Netflix. Check it out.
Okay.
What? She's
Definitely
Gotta Have It,
it
the movie, the Spike Lee movie from the 80s?
It's now a TV series. Yeah.
Ah,
it's,
I remember
it's
the
Lee,
movie,
though,
man.
Nola.
So
she's
titties?
Smoking
Did
hot.
Did show titties?
Man, it's awesome. Yeah.
Hey, if there are no
Does
titties,
Mr.
there
Skin?
Ain't no chin show.
Does Mr. Skin?
Yeah.
Hey, does Mr. Skin have an episode about that?
Man, Mr. Skin. This Mr. Skin over there trying to be me.
That's funny.
I was Mr. Skin before he came out, man. I'll tell you that. You right now, I'll tell you anything. Seen all the titties.
You tell.
Seen every
everywhere it's at, huh?
Hey, She's Gotta Have It. This guy had titties. That was one of my first titties I ever saw. I was like black and white titties, but whatever, I'll take it.
Hey, he's alive and in living color.
Yeah. Oh. Okay. All right.
All right. Yeah, and it is a Spike Lee joint too. So.
Oh, cool.
That's
cool.
Spike
cool.
Lee came back with this. All right, fellas.
With his titties.
Let's have a great day. And
yeah.
I'll talk to y'all next week.
All right, next week, Chencho's in Chicago. Chencho in Chicago.
When you leave,
right. Get back. Hopefully alive. Leave Wednesday. So I'll, yeah. Wednesday through Tuesday.
Okay, yeah. I called you on Thanksgiving. I figured you were at Captain's Chest or something.
I told you I got kicked out of that bitch-ass place. Fuck that place.
No, really?
Yeah.
So where do you go now, the office?
I go to the office, back to home. Back home.
Wow.
And the Grant
All
Street
right.
Pub. They got some good karaoke there.
The Grant Street Pub. Where's that at?
That's where Timeout
oh,
used
Grant
to be.
Street.
It used to be Timeout.
Oh, okay. All right, cool.
Yeah.
All right, man. I'll talk to you later. Peace out.
All right, guys. You guys have a good night.
Yeah. All right.